This is Nicole Whitney News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. It's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next. Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. Next up, Honoring Grief with Kimberly. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Honoring Grief. It's Kimberly. And a special welcome to the new listeners out there that are joining us for the first time. Like I do with all on the shows, I want to review the intentions of this show. Why did I create the show? Why am I here talking to you? So I really wanted, the idea was I wanted to create a space to normalize and create language around our human experiences of emotional loss and grief, and language and wisdom around healthy processing of grief. Because after all, we're taught quite a bit about first aid and what to do when we have a broken part of our body, but we are never taught anything in school, and not much in life, about how to manage a broken heart or the emotions that come with the ongoing change and loss in life. So I wanted to have a space where we did that. Also, I want to bring awareness to how prevalent emotional loss and grief actually is in our lives. So loss, it's a lot more than death and divorce, but that's, you know, a lot of what we just talk about is death and divorce. But there's actually over 40 different kinds of losses that we can experience in life. And with every loss that we go through, we have the emotions of grief. It can look like a loss of connection, loss of safety, any change in our routine, like the end or change of anything is a loss. Any changes with our body and a loss of health, that creates a lot of loss and a lot of grief. So, and grief, on the topic of grief, grief is not just a single emotion, but we often talk about it like a single emotion. It's actually a state, and there can be a number of different emotions in the state of grief. So grief can be expressed as anger, fear, shame, guilt, overwhelm, but you can also experience release and joy and happiness in grief. Again, it's so prevalent. Actually, 100% of us are grieving in a way right now, today. And 100% of us are actually holding suppressed grief in our bodies. Again, because we have a society that doesn't teach us much about grief and loss and how to process it in healthy ways. And we're all here having a human experience, and we're all experiencing like the same like changes and ends and disappointments in life. All those changes and ends, disappointments and upsets, those are all emotional loss. Also this space, I wanted to bring awareness and also help us to identify when we're experiencing loss and grief in our lives, and also to recognize it in the lives of other people, right? When we understand why we're feeling the feelings we do, and we understand that we're going through a loss, we can love ourselves better, right? It keeps us connected to ourselves and our experience, and then keeps us connected to other people when we recognize that they may be experiencing grief and loss. Again, so it works against bringing us together in our pain instead of the isolation, judgment, and suppression of our emotions that can happen when we don't understand what's going on and why we're feeling it. After all, healthy grieving only actually happens when we're in authentic connection with other people and in authentic connection with ourselves, our emotional selves, and our emotional experiences. Lastly, this show is about, and I think really important, it's all important, but the last point is about creating a space for anybody that's out there listening that may be grieving, that's going through a loss, that where they feel seen and heard and understood, especially during times of grief and loss. I believe it's never more important to feel seen and heard than when you're going through pain, going through a rough time in life. So that's the intention of Honoring Grief. today is a very special show, and I'm so thrilled for it. I'm going to try to contain it at the moment, but it's on celebration, so it's going to come out for sure. So today's show is on celebration. What do we mean? Like, what do we mean by celebration? Why is celebration important? How can we like incorporate it and cultivate it into our lives? Why is it important, especially during times of pain, to find areas of ourselves and lives and life to celebrate? So this show is going to be a celebration theme, and it's all related and all is instigated from this being the 1 year anniversary of Honor and Grief. So I want to celebrate that today. And with that, we're going to bring in a phenomenal guest and a phenomenal tool, EFT tapping. And I know you guys have heard me talk about it before, but we're going to bring in EFT tapping, introduce it to people that haven't heard it before, and use that to celebrate the show today, to celebrate ourselves, and then to also honor the beliefs and thoughts and different emotions that we have that can limit us from celebrating ourselves, limit us from celebrating life. And really, this is a phenomenal tool. I see EFT as a celebration tool because it helps us unwrap those things that are limiting us and then facilitate like moving beyond it, moving away, shoveling away the crap and just embracing and celebrating the truth of us and the truth of life underneath all of it. So yeah, that's the intention. And to help me co-create this celebration show today is one of my favorite human beings, Brad Yates. Welcome, Brad.
Thank you, Kimberly. And congratulations on your first anniversary on the show.
Yay. Thank you.
Very exciting.
It is. When I was thinking about the theme of this show, I was just like, well, of course I want to do celebration theme. And I stood back and I thought, what's my favorite way to celebrate life and celebrate myself? And I'm like, with tapping. And then I was like, well, it's more fun with other people. Who's my favorite person to tap with? And I was like, hence why you're here and why we're creating this together. So I'm so thrilled that you're here with me. For anybody who doesn't know Brad Yates, let me tell you a little bit more about him. So Brad Yates is known internationally for his creative and often humorous use of emotional freedom technique, EFT tapping. Brad is the author of a best-selling children's book, The Wizard's Wish, which I highly recommend for kids and adults alike, the co-author of the bestseller Freedom at Your Fingertips, and a featured expert in the film The Tapping Solution. He has also been a presenter at a number of events, including Jack Canfield's Breakthrough to Success, has done teleseminars with The Secret stars Bob Doyle and Joe Vitale, and has been heard internationally on a number of internet radio talk shows. Brad also has over 1,000 videos on YouTube that have been viewed over 44 million times. Whoa, a little celebration cheer for you for that, Brad. So that's some of the official information about Brad. I want to take a moment to just do a little personal Kimberly intro of the impact of this tool and your work on my life. So everybody out there, Brad's work with EFT, his intentions and the passions for sharing tapping with the world, truly who he's like being in the world, it inspires me. And EFT, this tool of EFT and this amazing human, it's like helped me shift into new like perceptions of love and new perceptions of life and living life and new ways of actually loving and living in this life. I'm going to summarize this in like the simplest way I can, but really I could talk for hours. I've been on this wild and like magical journey the last like 4 years, and EFT and Brad's work and the heart that he puts in it has played a huge pivotal role in it. So because of this, Brad, like you, there will always be like a special little nook in my heart where your energy sits. You, this tool, just phenomenal. So yay. Thank you again for being here.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm verklempt.
Awesome. I thought, well, I'm going to make him blush or I'm going to make him choke up.
I'm sitting here tapping. I'm tapping.
Nobody can see you, so it's all good. So on that note, let's talk about celebration. What on this topic, especially the celebration theme, along with the name of the show, Honoring Grief. Some of you out there listening might be a little bit confused about why we're putting celebration with grief. Or you might even be a little bit annoyed about what is she even talking about? Like, what do you mean celebrate when I'm grieving? That's crazy. It's too painful of a time for me to like experience happiness or celebrate, right? Or I don't want to like fake, I don't want to have fake joy or fake happiness. I don't want to suppress my grief with anything fake.
Yeah.
Now let me say for a moment with a deep breath, with my entire heart, this has nothing to do with faking happiness or pushing happiness onto our grief. I mean, the whole intention of this series is really about honoring all of the emotions that we experience in life, and especially during a state of grief. This is definitely not about spiritually bypassing your pain. And it's, when I mean celebration, you have to think parties. I also don't mean that you need to throw a big raging party to celebrate yourself or celebrate life, although you can. And you can dress up and have costumes and all kinds of things that I don't really do. But it's much simpler than that. So you're probably thinking, okay, so if it's not a big raging party and it's not faking happiness, what is it? And why is it important? So when I think of celebration of myself and of life and what that means, to me personally, celebration is synonymous with honoring, right? I see honoring and accepting, I see it as honoring and accepting like the wholeness of who we are, the wholeness of life, even like the dark and painful parts of ourselves and of life, right? Honoring the full kind of like wild and up and down cycle of life and our emotional experiences in life, right? So our up and down cycles of emotions, that matches the nature, the cycles of nature, light and dark and seasons and all that. So we are supposed to be experiencing this full spectrum of emotions and up and down. And what to celebrate that or to honor that means celebration to me. And celebration means honor, whatever way you think about it. That's what it means to me. And why is it important? Like, why are we talking about it today? I mean, again, I could talk forever and ever on this tool, on this theme. As I was creating this show, I realized it could be like in two or three shows. But I really see celebration as love, actually. So I think since celebration is, I see it as synonymous with honoring, and honoring, I see honoring synonymous with love. So then celebration is love. When we can celebrate and honor every part of life and every part of ourselves, I think that's like the greatest act of love there is out there. I also see when we have acts of celebration of ourselves and of life, it's like a gratitude practice to the universe. Like, that's the way I see it. And the more we do that, that just opens up channels for even more like miracles and things to come to us that are worth celebrating, right? And then we end up acting in ways that we want to celebrate more. Just it's this powerful energy of love. I see that it builds, again, this is from my personal experience too, which I won't have a lot of time to go into right now, but it builds hope and faith in ourselves and in life, right? It builds resilience for life's changes and losses and struggles. And it actually helps rewire like our nervous system too, to like a calmer default, where we spend more time in it, or spend less time in fight or flight. In my darkest moments of grief after the end of my marriage, when most of my heart was filled with painful emotions that I didn't know what one hour to the next or one day to the next looked like, feeling lost, scared, all of the above, when I realized I could take small snippets out in nature to like just awe in the beauty of it and feel peace and calm for a moment, that gave me like the flicker of hope that things would shift, right? And that my heart was not only capable of holding pain, but it was also capable of holding joy and love all at the same time. So it was a huge, huge thing for hope and faith in the darkest moments of my grief. So Brad, on that note, what do you think, why do you think practicing celebration is important? How do you see it?
Well, absolutely. I love what you're saying about it being a thing of love. You know, also in terms of the whole spectrum of emotions, I never talk about negative emotions because there are no bad emotions. It's, we have this whole spectrum of feelings, but there are those that are more comfortable and those that are less comfortable. And those that are more comfortable tend to be embodied with love, and those that are less comfortable tend to be rooted in fear. And so, yeah, celebration is absolutely on the love end of that spectrum. And yeah, and it can, and definitely with grief. So a lot of, I've seen this with a lot of people where the a funeral service, a memorial, they actually call it celebration of life instead of a memorial, a funeral. And really having that idea of, you know, this is when my dad had told me years ago, he said, don't have a funeral for me. Have a party celebrating my life. And, you know, so grateful. And this thing is that grief is, you know, it's so much of what we experience as grief is culturally learned, and different cultures have, you know, where it really is a celebration. It's like, we're so grateful this person was here. Let's celebrate that they were here, and the grief is experienced in a different way. And there's no one right way or no wrong way, but so not that it's wrong to experience the uncomfortable side of grief, but to allow ourselves the celebratory side of that, and recognizing that the reason I'm feeling grief, I'm feeling loss, is because there was something awesome about this person or this circumstance or this pet, this whatever it is that it, we no longer have that we're feeling this pain about. And, oh, okay, I want to acknowledge that the only reason that I'm feeling some pain is that there's something about it that had enriched my life. And I choose to, in this moment, give myself permission not just to feel the painful side, but also to relish the celebrate that that joyful side. And it can be, a daily thing. I take a long walk every morning and have little celebrate, you know, kind of celebration sometimes, just looking at things and going, oh, I'm so blessed by the beauty that's here. And just little, there have been times where I'll just feel compelled to play a certain song. It's like, you know, this requires a certain song to celebrate this. I was thinking we, you know, as you're talking about celebration, really ought to have Cool in the Gang playing in the background. But
I may have thought of Def Leppard and Bowie, but it's not tied in for this time.
Yes. I was thinking of the song Celebrate, but
awesome. I love that you brought up the cultural part, because yeah, you're right. It's in different cultures, grief is thought about and processed in different ways for sure. And I absolutely love, and this is my favorite part of it, the fact realizing when we're grieving and we're, you know, missing and feeling all these uncomfortable emotions, to realize that yes, we're feeling them, and we're feeling and maybe feeling lost and in the darkest part of our lives because we're grieving the loss of something that was so high and so beautiful, something that we opened our heart up like fully to, right? To dream of or to go through, whether it's a relationship with a person or something that you wanted to create, anything. I think our grief is a sign that we wholeheartedly went in full on, like a bad bleep.
Sometimes what we're losing, the wonderful thing that we're losing may not have been as wonderful. It was an expectation of wonderfulness. I thought this was supposed to be this. So what I'm grieving is not necessarily the person or the opportunity, but what I was hoping that was going to be.
Yes.
And, mm-hmm. You know, so, and it's, and that's a great thing to process. Like, okay, so I may have had a misunderstanding. I may have been confused. I may have been misled, and that's okay. And then I can celebrate learning. It's like, woohoo, yeah. This is a learning moment.
Totally.
I get
totally.
To celebrate getting smarter.
I'm going to celebrate getting smarter and evolving to where I can love even at a deeper level.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about. I mean,
absolutely. Creating
very
openings.
Hard to see at certain points, but.
Absolutely. And that's part of the human experience.
Yeah.
If you know, it's like when we go to watch a movie, we don't want someone sitting next to us whispering in our ear the whole time, just remember it's a movie. This is all fake. These are actors. These are special effects. that dinosaur right there is just made up in a computer. It doesn't really exist. And so the fearful response you're having right now is totally uncalled for.
Yeah.
We come here for an experience. Mm-hmm. And as we were saying, there are no negative emotions. The whole spectrum. Now, we get to decide, and part of our programming from our past will help us decide which ones we're more likely to choose. And, the horror movie industry is a huge industry. To me, makes no sense. I have zero interest in watching people getting snuck up on and stabbed and things like that. No shame to anybody who enjoys that. Whatever floats your boat, as long as it's not hurting anybody, really. So I don't choose to spend unwarranted time in fear. But it's huge because there are people who do enjoy that. Mm-hmm. That is a celebration of a human emotion. So, finding those different things that work for us.
Yeah. Totally. We'll shift on into like what celebration like maybe looks like. Because some of you out there listening, they're like, okay, well, you told me why it's important and whatever. So what does that look like in my life? Like, what does celebrating myself in life look like? I
party hats and cupcakes.
Always cupcakes. Yes. Yes, cupcakes and tapping. It doesn't always go well.
Except that I've tapped away my cravings for cupcakes, so no cupcakes.
Oh, damn.
But to me, it's a celebration of I didn't have sugar.
Yay! There you go. For me, I see a lot of different things, but I see like celebrating ourselves in life as like kind of, again, like I kind of said, honoring like the truth of all our emotions, right? Without pushing it away, covering it up, without minimizing it. And then like being honest and speaking about how we're truly feeling, right? Without judgment. To honor ourselves in life, we can do it by noticing the things that are magnificent about us, right? Like all the things that are great that we do on a daily basis, or all the things about life that's beautiful and good, and the people, everything that's good and beautiful about the people in our lives. We can celebrate our bodies. Celebrating our physical bodies is so important. And we celebrate it by taking care of it, right? Proper rest, reflection time, nourishment, exercise.
And gratitude.
Gratitude
is so often, so it just hit me. It's like, okay, well, the opposite of celebrating is denigrating.
Yeah.
And, or one of the possible antonyms. And what you were just saying about celebrating our body and celebrating our emotions as opposed to denigrating them, and which is what we so often do, which is why it's brilliant you're talking about celebration as a theme, because it is something that it's like, well, once a year on my birthday, I get to celebrate. But too often people don't even make that as celebratory as it could be. I'm another year older. Celebrate that you lasted another year instead of going, oh, now I'm going to degrade. So, and with our bodies, allowing ourselves to look at, because we're so often focused on the one little thing that, and I'm not downplaying it because some people have physical issues that are not just one little thing. I'm not meaning to dismiss that. But even with whatever it is, there are a lot of things in our body that are working right. If we're still alive, if we're alive enough to feel the pain and complain about whatever medical issue we might have, the fact that we're still alive means that there are many parts of us that are functioning, and celebrating that. And what you were saying earlier, Kimberly, about how when we celebrate, it enhances our energy, which creates more things to celebrate. It's the same with gratitude. So you had talked about celebration in terms of also like honoring, being grateful for. These are very, very similar things. And the more we allow ourselves to be in those feelings, the more we attract to ourselves those opportunities. People say, the more grateful you feel, the more things to be grateful for show up in your life. The more things you celebrate, the more things will show up that are worthy of celebration.
That whole like law, it's like a universal law in the universe, right?
Yep.
That like attracts like.
Yep.
You can't argue with physics. I hated physics in high school, but I'm glad I did it now. It helps me understand this stuff more.
Yep.
So yeah, like you had mentioned nature as a way that you kind of celebrate. That's a big way for me to celebrate too, Brad, like just awing in like the colors and the beauty of nature. And then anytime I like truly ground in like honoring the miracle of my body, it always chokes me up. Like it's, I just, even speaking now, I'm going to like, it gets takes my breath away. So like celebration can look like so many like simple little things in life. So if you're out there thinking, okay, well, what can I do? I can't think of many things. So even just noticing, so what I do, noticing miracles and having a journal, like I have a miracle journal that I talk, that I note down miracles about me, miracles about life. It used to be a separate gratitude and a separate pride journal, but then they just ended up being the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I do. Just again, related to emotions, just being honest and like fully allowing myself to feel stuff, fully allowing tears to flow freely and speaking my emotions honestly, right? Yeah. Having like a forgiveness practice with myself, which is an ongoing journey. That's, I see that as celebrating myself. One of my favorite things of celebrating life and celebrating the people that I love is Freudenfreude, that whole where you take joy out of celebrating
right.
other people's joy and pleasure.
Yes.
It's so huge for me in my life.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's just a tidbit. Oh, travel, wait, travel and exploration and like in connecting with people and
yeah.
playing with life and playing with people, sometimes strangers, and purposely like choosing joy. That's a huge way that I play in life.
Yeah. I mean, we could narrow down and say just smiling is a
yeah.
celebration.
Exactly. Celebrating that my body can do that, that I'm like, and it's
yeah.
upright, and that yeah. muscles in my face still work, and just everything. And then,
yeah.
and then of course, the energy that's received if you're smiling at somebody and what that creates, and the
yep.
effect of that. That just brings me joy, not even knowing the impact.
We could even say that every inhalation is a celebration of life.
Oh, love it!
You know, you narrow it down to that, and it's like, ooh, I am celebrating nonstop. It's a nonstop party going on here.
It's a nonstop party in my body. Every breath. Oh, I love that, Brad. Love it, love it.
There ain't no party like a breathing party, and a breathing party just don't stop.
Oh, you need to write like a full song related to that. No, do a video on that and sing.
Well, I've already got a singing video out there, and it's you know, it's a good thing people are tapping as they do so. But
have a couple. Of course, our time is flying by, so let's get closer to tapping. I want to share the phenomenal tool of EFT tapping with people out there, for especially for people that haven't heard it. But
mm-hmm.
as we talk about celebration, people out there might be, well, then why is it so hard to celebrate ourselves? Or why are there not common messages out in our world that tell us to celebrate ourselves and celebrate life more?
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, we have a society that does kind of focus on fear and focus on what's not great about life.
Yes.
And there actually are so many messages out there that it's impossible to feel joy during grief, or that celebration is like unnecessary or fake or even like arrogant, right, or narcissistic. There's so many messages out there. Hey, Brad?
Yep. Yeah.
Or that it's even like too much. Like it's too much to celebrate life or to be too joyful. Right?
It is in our DNA to have negativity bias.
Yeah.
You know, if we, our ancestors were out in the field. I mean, well, this would be true today too, but particularly, you know, when our brains, human brains were developing, if we were in a field and to the right of us was an orchard full of apple trees and to the left of us was a small snake, we can't sit there and go, forget the snake. I am celebrating that I am going to be eating well today.
Yeah. I might die after I
yeah.
eat my apple, but
yeah. I might not even last that long.
Yeah.
So we have this negative bias because we have to deal with the threat before we are able to celebrate the things that are beneficial to us. Mm-hmm. Now, we have taken that to an extreme. So we are we are seeing snakes where there aren't any. So we are, it's like we're constantly walking around going, yeah, there might be all kinds of, you know, fresh fruit to pick, but that person just said something, or they just gave me a look that I think was mean. And so I can't celebrate right now because now I have to be in fear. My ego has been threatened. Myself feels threatened. And so I need to focus on that. We've been taught this. There's the evolutionary component of negativity bias, but we also have emphasized that in a lot of our programming. And so we're taught, hey, you know, a celebration is good. You can do that each year on your birthday and Christmas or whatever. But the rest of the time, you need to be on guard and watching out because the world is harsh and people are mean and this and that. And just acknowledging that and going, okay, I have been taught to limit my joy. Yeah. As a way of protecting myself. And it's allowing ourselves to see, you know, it may not need
maybe
to go to that extreme.
I'm not in so much danger that I think I am.
I might not be as much danger.
Yeah.
I could probably get away with a lot more joy. And that doesn't mean I'm going to become stupid and not notice threats. I can still be aware, but I can still... you know, I can be having a party with my best friends and we've got the music cranking. And if I smell gas from the stove, I can still say, oh, hey, everybody, cool. I got to check this out first, or we need to get out of here or something like that. It's not like, well, we're just so having such a great time celebrating that we're going to ignore the day. No, we need to let go of this idea that being in a positive place means that we're in danger and we're not going to pay attention and we won't take care of ourselves.
Exactly. If we can, it can all exist at once, right?
Yes.
We can be celebrating and joyful and happy, but still have our radar for things that are dangerous,
yep.
Right? It can
yep.
all exist.
Yep. Still conscious.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. For the sake of our time, let's get into tapping a little bit. So Brad, I'm going to invite you to do the briefest of brief intros to what EFT is and its effects and its power, and maybe like, well, you know what, we better just go into that and then tell people how they can follow along and just kind of lead me into tapping.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have about 15 minutes or so to do that.
Okay. All right. Well, you know me so well that you know that it's challenging for me.
I know. Well, you know
Brad
me.
Brad goes on and on.
Yeah.
So, all right. Reader's Digest condensed version of tapping.
Yes.
So tapping, also known as EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques, is a simple mind-body tool based on acupuncture. So for thousands of years in Chinese medicine, they have said there's a flow of energy through the body. And when that energy is flowing naturally, we experience our natural state of health and well-being, physically and emotionally. And when that energy gets stuck, we don't feel so good, and we don't think as clearly, and that can have all kinds of negative consequences. So in traditional Chinese medicine, they would stick needles in these key points along these meridians, these pathways, to stimulate that healthy flow of energy. We're just going to be tapping with our fingertips on these same points to stimulate those points, and that balances out the energy. It sends a calming signal to the brain to downregulate the flight or fight mechanism that goes in that starts to take place when we feel threatened. So we start to we calm ourselves down and we can think more clearly. We make better choices and we create more room for celebration and enjoyment. So that's a good thing too. So what I would like you to do is taking the fingertips of your index and middle finger on your dominant hand. You can tap with either. The meridians run up and down both sides of the body, so you can tap with either hand on either side of the body. You can tap through with many of the points. You can tap on both sides at the same time. For the sake of demonstration, I'm going to say take the index and middle finger of your dominant hand, and with your fingertips, gently tap on the edge of your opposite hand. So right there on the edge between your wrist and your pinky. And we just tap gently there. And that's where we take whatever issue might be bothering us. So if I'm just feeling afraid, I might say, on a scale of 0 to 10, how afraid do I feel? It's about an 8. I might try to be aware of the physical sensation. I get a knot in my stomach. I feel tension in my shoulders. So then I'll tap on the side of my hand and say, even though I feel this fear, I choose to love and accept myself. And then I'll say that three times, just creating an opening for this process to work. And then I'll go through these tapping points, these eight tapping points we're going to use. The first one is the beginning of your eyebrow. So right near the middle of your face, right above your, right about where your nose connects to your face. Just gently tapping there. And generally we tap each point between 5 and 10 times, but don't worry about it. It's not an exact science. So gently tapping there, we would repeat the reminder phrase, in this case, this fear. Then we'd follow the eyebrow to the side of the eye, the corner of your eye socket, and tap there and say, this fear. Right into the middle of your eye, just above your cheek, this fear. Right under your nose, just above your upper lip, this fear. Right below your lower lip, just above your chin, this fear. Right where your collarbones just about come together, there's a little U shape at the base of your throat. And you can tap with all of your fingertips there, or even make a fist and tap where the collarbones just about meet, this fear. Next point, about 4 inches below your armpit. It's right about bra strap level, and I'm sure even the guys can figure out where that is. Tap in there and say, this fear. And finally, the crown of your head. So with all of your fingertips, just tap around in little circles around the top of your head and say, this fear. Then we take a deep breath and check in again and see, you know, for some folks, sometimes we may go from an 8 to a 0 like that. Sometimes it just goes from an 8 to a 7.75. It's like, well, I might feel a little bit more relaxed. There are times where it might not have shifted, but we might have more awareness of what's going on because when we're tapping, it's often like peeling the layers of the onion. So we get more aware of what's bothering me and then we can tap on that. So that's the basic version of EFT. Now we're going to have some fun with it. So what I'd like everyone to do is close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and hold it. And let it go. And just following your breath through your body, allow yourself to be aware of how willing you are to celebrate. And you can think about something in particular that you might want to celebrate that you may not have been celebrating as much as is possible. And it may just be celebrating yourself, your life, whatever aspects of your health are there, even if, you know, you may be feeling like there's a lot of health issues, but allowing yourself to celebrate those parts of you that are functioning. Just notice on a scale of 0 to 10 how willing you are to celebrate. Don't judge yourself harshly if the number is lower than you'd like it to be. Just allow yourself to be aware of where that is. And notice what thoughts, beliefs, or memories might come up as to why you couldn't or shouldn't allow yourself to celebrate more, why you couldn't or shouldn't feel more joy, why you couldn't or shouldn't feel more gratitude. Not judging it, just getting curious about it. Just allow yourself to be aware of what's in there. Take a deep breath, open your eyes, and I will, we're going to go through a round. We may go through a couple of rounds here. For the first round, I will mention what point I'm tapping on. And then after that, just follow along. And if you're not on the same point as I am, that's fine.
It still works.
It still works. Yeah. Sometimes I just tap one point. You know? And some versions of tapping tap different points or in different sequences. So don't worry about it. Just, you know, just tap it at some place. So, all right, Kimberly, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so just repeat back what I say along with Kimberly and tap where I say. So tap it on the side of your hand.
Even though I might limit my celebration.
I choose to love and accept myself.
I choose to love and accept myself.
Even though I might limit my joy.
Even though I might limit my joy.
I choose to love and honor myself.
I choose to love and honor myself.
Even though I might limit my gratitude.
Even though I might limit my gratitude.
Which is another form of celebration.
Which is another form of celebration.
Sometimes I limit that.
Sometimes I limit that.
And even though I might limit all of these things.
Even though I might limit all of these things.
I choose to deeply and completely.
I choose to deeply and completely.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
And maybe anyone else who might be involved.
and maybe anyone else who might be involved.
Because I choose to feel that free to celebrate.
I choose to feel that free to celebrate.
Tapping the eyebrow point. These limits to celebration.
These limits to celebration.
Side of the eye. These limits to enjoyment.
These limits to enjoyment.
Out of the eye. These limits to gratitude.
These limits to gratitude.
Under the nose. All these limitations on these feelings.
All these limitations on these feelings.
Under the mouth. Part of me might say I'm not limiting them.
Part of me might say that I'm not limiting them.
Collarbone. But am I enjoying them as much as I'd like?
But am I really enjoying them as much as I like?
Under the arm. Under the arm. And if not, why not?
And if not, why not?
Top of the head. And I'm allowing myself to be open to the answers.
And I'm allowing myself to be open to the answers.
And now just continuing through the points on each phrase. All these reasons.
All these reasons.
Why I might not allow myself to celebrate.
Why I might not allow myself to celebrate.
Especially around loss.
Especially around loss.
Part of me might say.
Part of me might say.
That's not appropriate.
That's not appropriate.
This is a moment for feeling sad.
This is a moment for feeling sad.
There should be no expression of joy.
There should be no expression of joy.
And maybe it's somebody else telling me that.
Maybe it's somebody else telling me that.
Maybe someone told me this in the past.
Maybe someone has told me this in the past.
Or that's just the message that I somehow got.
Or that's just the message that I somehow got.
And there may be all kinds of situations in my life.
There may be all kinds of situations in my life.
That I somehow experience as loss.
That I somehow experience as loss.
And part of me says.
And part of me says.
I am required to feel sad now.
I'm required to feel sad.
And I must avoid anything that feels joyful.
And I must avoid anything that feels joyful.
I must not celebrate.
I must not celebrate.
I can't have a party right now.
I can't have a party right now.
Because there's other people who are upset about things.
There's other people who are upset about things, too.
And I'm allowing myself to honor all of my feelings.
I'm allowing myself to always honor all of my feelings.
I am not wrong if I'm feeling sad.
I'm not wrong if I'm feeling sad.
I'm just giving myself permission to see.
Giving myself permission to see.
I'm also not wrong if I feel some joy.
I'm also not wrong if I feel some joy.
And I can celebrate both feelings.
I can celebrate both feelings.
Every emotion that I allow myself to experience.
Every emotion that I allow myself to experience.
Is a celebration of being human.
Yeah, it's a celebration of being human.
And I'm saying yes to that.
And I'm saying yes to being human.
At some level. Part of me might be saying.
Part of me might be saying.
I'm so miserable about this loss.
I'm so miserable and feeling maybe lots of shame around this loss.
And how awesome is that?
And how awesome is it to feel that?
How awesome that I can experience that.
How awesome that I can experience all of that.
This is part of the thrill of being a human being.
This is part of the thrill of being a human being.
It wouldn't be as awesome.
It wouldn't be as awesome.
If my emotional scale went from 0 to 1.
My emotional scale went from 0 to 1. Well, that'd be boring.
Wait, and I didn't come here to be bored.
And I didn't come here to be bored. I came here to live.
I am celebrating life.
I'm celebrating life.
Sometimes in really joyful ways.
Sometimes in really joyful ways.
Sometimes in less joyful ways.
Sometimes in less joyful ways.
Sometimes even in painful ways.
Sometimes even in painful ways.
And if someone says, walk it off.
If someone says, walk it off.
I can say, back off, I'm celebrating here.
I'm going to say, back off, I'm celebrating here.
I'm embracing my humanity.
I'm embracing and celebrating my marvelous humanity.
And I'm clearing the blocks to that.
I'm clearing the blocks to that.
Clearing the limitations to that.
Clearing the limitations to that.
I'm also clearing any blocks.
I'm also clearing any blocks.
To allowing myself to process these feelings.
To allowing myself to process these feelings.
Because I might have programming that says.
Because I might have programming that says.
You might think you're getting through this.
You might think you're getting through this.
You might think you're feeling better.
You might think you're feeling better.
But you haven't felt sad long enough yet.
But you haven't felt sad long enough yet.
And you need to make yourself feel miserable.
You need to make yourself feel miserable.
I'm clearing that.
I'm clearing that.
I am celebrating my emotional freedom.
Celebrating my emotional freedom.
My ability to process emotions.
My ability to process different emotions.
Sometimes quickly and sometimes slowly.
Sometimes quickly and sometimes slowly.
I don't need to insist on it taking a certain amount of time. I don't need to insist that it has to be longer.
I don't need to insist that it has to be longer.
I also don't need to insist it has to be quicker. And if other people do it differently? I can celebrate my uniqueness.
And theirs.
I choose to love being me. And I'm still growing.
And I'm always still growing.
I am a work in progress.
Always a work in progress.
Figuring out ways to do it in a more wonderful way. And I'm celebrating where I'm at right now. They say the journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. And if I want to. I can celebrate every freaking step. Woohoo! I'm another step ahead. And I'm clearing any blocks to that. Giving myself permission to celebrate myself. Giving myself permission to enjoy life. In body, mind, and spirit. And take a deep breath. With your eyes closed, you might just check in and see how it feels as you think about celebration. And hopefully there's more opening there. And there may have been ideas that have come to mind. It's like, oh my goodness, I remember, you know, someone said, wipe that smile off your face or something like that. And I've been afraid to celebrate since then, or at least at certain levels. So if we feel more room to, more bandwidth for celebration.
That was a great round of incorporating lots of things. Thank you, Brad.
My pleasure.
You know me. I would love to tap, tap, and tap forever and ever. And maybe we'll be back and tap some more. We'll see what the future holds. But Brad, if other people had some other beliefs and thoughts and feelings that popped up with that round, where can they find you to do some more tapping? How can they connect with you?
Why, thank you, Kimberly. they can find me at tapwithbrad.com. And there's all kinds of resources. If you go to tapwithbrad.com, you'll see a link to get a program called Your Best Self, which is a free 5-day program that takes you through things like self-forgiveness and self-love and really allowing yourself to clear those blocks to being more loving toward yourself. And there's all kinds of wonderful possibilities that come from that. So I hope folks will check that out.
Awesome. And don't you have a challenge coming up at the end of September?
I do. At the end of this
month. Not the badass one.
Yeah, not the badass one. We'll look at that later. No, this is, they're all about tapping into your
badass.
Yeah,
actually it is. They're all about that.
Ultimately, as we tap, we clear the blocks to unleashing our badass. this one is tapping into manifestation, clearing the blocks to creating and allowing an awesome life.
And that's free for anybody to come and join.
That is free.
Awesome.
Bring your friends.
We could keep going, but
but we'll be cut off by the station, so
we will be, and then it'll have to be aired at a different time, and that just won't be good for all the people that I told what time it's going to be at. So.
So happy birthday. Congratulations on your 1 year. Thank you for spending a year of helping folks through grief and celebrating life.
Thank you. Thank you, Brad. I take that in fully. And speaking of celebration, just a huge part of celebrating for me is just celebrating the courage to like do all these wobbly things that I've never done before and like pushing my comfort zone. It's a huge
sharing your gift
celebration.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. sharing our gifts, our innate gifts with the world. That's a huge part of celebrating ourselves and of life. Totally.
And encourage others to do the same.
Awesome. So to everybody out there, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, it took courage to tune in today because a lot of people would even see the title of this Honoring Grief and Celebration and be just scared and resist it. So just the courage to be here, the courage to kind of think about celebration, maybe challenge some previous ideas and beliefs about celebrating yourself, some of the blocks, and then the courage to like try something new and wacky, which EFT can be seen weird and wacky if you're hearing about it for the first time today. So again, if you want to learn more about tapping, you can connect with Brad. I also did a show that does a more in-depth, deep dive of tapping back in February, so you can check out my archives here for that. You guys already know how to connect with Brad. And now, if you want to connect with me, so if you want to learn more about tapping and if you want to work one-on-one with me, I offer both like in-person and online sessions. I also, if you're looking for guidance and healing your heart, moving forward after loss, like in a powerful way, I have this program called Starting Fresh After Loss that I'm incredibly excited about. I've been dreaming about creating it for like a couple years, and it's phenomenal. It's an 11-week one-on-one nurturing grief and loss recovery program, and it combines like the superpowers that have transformed my whole life, EFT tapping, of course, and the grief recovery method, which is like the only evidence-based program out there for grief recovery. So it's just a phenomenal superpower combo. I just love running it. So also, you can find me on YouTube on my Brief on Grief series. And basically, this whole Honoring Grief show was inspired from that series. And what it is just short snippets of 5-10 minute videos on everything from grief, loss, shame, loneliness, anger. There's even some like tapping videos in there. There's interviews in there. There's lots of great stuff in there. And it's really taken on a life of its own over the last 3 years or so. So definitely check that out. I'm also super excited about an event that's coming up Saturday, September 9th, that myself and my friend Kiyomi are doing. It's going to be a 3-hour kind of mini little retreat, a rejuvenating retreat with EFT tapping, Qigong, and sound bowl meditation. And it's online, so anybody in the world can tune in. So come in for like a powerful day of rejuvenation, balancing, and of course tapping to kind of remind yourself, celebrate yourself, obviously, like we were doing today, to celebrate yourself in a bigger way and have a couple hours to do it and really, really tap into that. So, yeah.
And Kimberly and Kiyomi are awesome, so hang out with them.
Yes. Yeah, we are. Come celebrate with us. Come celebrate with us. Celebrate yourself. So if anybody's interested in connecting with me or joining any of those programs and events that I mentioned, just connect with me here on my News for the Soul profile page, and I will give you more info. And yeah, so, okay, we did it with time left. Any last thoughts, Brad?
celebrate the heck out of yourself because you're awesome.
Yes. Yes, we are. And yay us for this today.
Hey, yes.
Yay for being here, Brad. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity. I'm honored to be here on your anniversary show, and always great to hang out with you, and thank you to everyone who's listening.
Yeah. So in the words of Brad Yates, celebrate the heck out of yourself. In the words of Kimberly Robbie, remember your magnificence. Remember how magnificent life is, and yeah, celebrate the heck out of it.
Well said.
Yes, yes. Okay. See you next time, everybody. Bye.